Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 8 minutes past 3 o'clock on KDKA. Rick Dayton with you, and joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, longtime friend of the program and a good friend, Brett Kiesel. Joins us, former Pittsburgh Steeler defensive lineman extraordinaire. Mr. Kiesel, how are you?
Great, buddy. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for having me back.
It's always good to have you on the program. I know you spent some time at one of your favorite places in Pittsburgh today, and that was up at Children's Hospital. You got to, and I just want to make sure you understand, you know, when I have you on this program, it's not to train you how to take my job. I have you on because people want to hear, but now I'm hearing things that you're going out and starting this thing where you're interviewing kids and stuff, and I'm getting a little nervous that you're aiming for 3 to 6 on KDKA every afternoon. Do I need to be concerned?
No, you don't. You don't. My job is, you know, with those wonderful kids at Children's Hospital. I'm on cloud 9 today. It was the first time in a couple years that I've been able to have the opportunity to go back down into the building and see some of my friends. I call them the champions down there. And I got to interview some of them and talk to them about, what it's like to kind of be in their shoes right now. We're all gearing up for the Children's Hospital walk, which happens on June 4th. And just bringing awareness to that because it's really one of the biggest fundraisers Children's Hospital has right now. And also getting to get a little slice of life with those wonderful kids down there at Children's Hospital.
How long had it been since you'd been in the building? I mean, maybe in a very limited capacity for just a little bit here and there.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Had it really been that long?
And Nora, one of the champions I got to see there was sweet little Nora, who 2 years ago when we did the final shear to beard, she was, one of the final shearers. So she is such a sweetheart. She brought me this little stuffed animal rabbit it's just amazing to be down there around those kids who have been through so much, and they just they're so happy. They're so filled with life. They're so, just something that we can all take from.
Do you find sometimes that when you leave there that you ended up getting more from the kids than you feel like you gave? I mean, you go down and you want to spend 100%. Time with it, right? But do you feel that? I often do.
100%. 100%. I get way more out of it than I could ever expect to try and give them. They lift me up. They show me true strength. They show me true fight. Their families show me about teamwork. It's all those things that I love and things that when you go down and you see it at the smallest scale, it really, it fills me up with life, honestly.
So when you spend time there at Children's, does this go back to something in your childhood? Does this go back to the Steelers saying, hey, this is going on, do you want to come down? Or, hey, we're going to take the rookies down to Children's. I mean, where does your tie-in with them start?
Yeah, it started kind of with football and our community relations with Michelle, but it really got, spotlighted for me when Aaron Smith's son was diagnosed with leukemia back in 2008, I believe. And, Aaron missed a lot of the season. dealing with Elijah and his treatments, and he didn't miss any games, but you know, we wouldn't see him around the building on a weekly basis like we usually would, and that's kind of where it started. My relationship with Children's Hospital and the great people that work there on a daily basis and the great kids.
Today we're going to be announcing here on KDKA the Super 7, which is the best basketball players for 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, and 6, plus the City League, boys and girls. So we've got that announcement coming up in a little bit less than an hour. Those kids are going to find themselves in a position where they're going to have a new sort of position of influence, where people will want to hear what they have to say. They may be recruiting them to continue playing on and things like that. What advice would you give to those young people? I mean, they may be sophomores in high school. They may be seniors in high school. But what advice do you give to them right now in terms of how things may change for them because of notoriety?
Well, they got, you know, the best part of their life right through. They've worked hard to get to this. To get to this point, to have this opportunity, and you know, it's about this next chapter in their life. What are they going to do to help their dreams come true? And you know, it's an awesome time, like getting here and you get to go out and you spread your wings a little bit. And it's up to you where you fly to, how much work you put into it, how much effort you put into it. All those things are catalysts for success. And so, just outwork the competition, I think, would be my best advice.
Safe to say, though, that it doesn't mean that it's a guaranteed home run at this point either, right? I mean, just because you've gotten to that point right now doesn't mean the next step comes as easily as maybe this one has.
The hay is not in the barn, my friend. The hay is not in the barn. It's
right.
Cut, and, you know, it still needs bailed. There's still a lot of work that needs done. And I think that's any great athlete, that's their mindset. They're never satisfied. They always want more. They always are shooting for the stars. And, you know, a lot of times that's what separates them.
And you will be walking with the kids on June 4th, I presume?
I'm going to try to. I got my kids have sporting events as well,
yeah,
but I'm definitely
yeah.
going to try and get down there and walk with the kids. It really is a fantastic fundraiser. It's quite a new fundraiser. It's only something that the hospital's been doing for less than a decade, but it really has turned into be, you know, one of their biggest and best fundraisers because the community's involved. We can all get together now and walk and show our support, and the kids are there too, who are fighting through, you know, some of these, the biggest fight of their life. So it's all around a great thing, and we talked earlier about, you know, me getting more than giving. You know, that's how you feel after you do a walk. You feel great when you're done and like you did something to help our community.
Yep, amen. Well, thanks for coming on and letting us know what's going on there at Children's and being able to be an inspiration to them and be inspired by them. It's always good to hear your voice and have you on. Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. Anytime, pal.
You bet. Brett Kiesel, former Pittsburgh Steeler and father, farmer. I mean, anybody who can talk about the hay's not in the barn yet, you know how serious he is about his cattle and his horses and that sort of stuff. And that's what we always get with the big cowboy, Brett Kiesel.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.